KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly cloudy skies, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. Three area producers that hold niche markets in the ag sector were honored at an event Tuesday evening at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic. The awards were presented during the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation's annual membership meeting held at the Sunnyside Park Kitty Corral. The meeting began with a 6:30 p.m. supper catered by the downtowner, followed by a brief business meeting. GADCO's Russell Joyce prefaced the awards and recognition portion of the meeting by acknowledging agriculture's role in the local and state economy.
You know, agriculture is number one economic driver in the state of Iowa and the number one economic driver in Cass County. So we've picked three ag operations here in the county that I think need some special recognition.
First up to receive an award during the recognition ceremony was 77-year-old Dave Nichols with Nichols Farms near Bridgewater, a well-known national and international producer of superior beef genetics for over 50 years. Nichols was inducted last year into the Saddle and Sirloin Portrait Gallery, which is the highest honor bestowed upon a producer in the livestock industry. And while he's won numerous awards, three things are more important to him.
As I look back through my life, I think that I have discovered that the important things in life are my family and my friends in that order.
A to Z is a diverse cattle and livestock commercial feed operation or enterprise that specializes in breeding, feeding, and marketing Wagyu beef, a Japanese breed of beef that has a high-end marketability. Alan and Brenda Zelmer of Rural Atlantic are the owners of the company.
And it's just a very high-quality meat. They are extremely good at marbling, and we were after premium markets with the meat is what it all boiled down to.
Alan said they started with 36 head on feed and within 2 years were asked to have over 1,000 head on feed. Currently, the herd numbers are approaching 10,000 head on feed. His beef products end up all over the world because of the demand for lean protein. And like Dave Nichols, Alan also spoke of the importance of his family and associates plays in the success of his company. Also honored at the CADCO event was Kelly and Christy Cunningham of Milk Unlimited of Rural Atlantic, a Grade A dairy. That's one of Iowa's premier dairy operations. They have 33 employees. Christy Cunningham said 2016 has been a great year for milk production, and they've even made some new records. Kelly Christensen spoke about how their product supplies a major dairy in the state.
Basically, you look at our average cow's given 10 gallons of milk a day. So we send about 5 semi-loads a day to Anderson Erickson. So anybody that drinks or eats Anderson Erickson, about a third of that milk is coming from right here in Cass County.
Cunningham said a tanker trailer is filled every 4.5 to 5 hours, and sent to Des Moines and turned into an AE product that will be on the shelves within 1 to 3 days. An update to a story we brought you yesterday morning. Rescue crews from Oneida and Wyota, along with medevac ambulance, were called to the scene of a tractor-trailer rollover accident in Cass County Tuesday morning. According to dispatch reports, at around 9:46 a.m., a semi blew a tire on Interstate 80 near the westbound 72-mile marker and struck a bridge and guardrail before it entered the north ditch and rolled onto its side. The driver, Pedro Diaz Alvarez from Florida, suffered a minor hand injury but refused transport to the hospital. Adair Fire and Rescue has scheduled a DOT-approved Traffic Incident Management, or TIM, class for area law enforcement, fire, EMS, dispatch, public works, and towing company officials. The program covers multiple aspects of training in response to traffic accidents and is designed to reduce the risk of injuries and fatalities to those emergency personnel who are on the scene by providing safer and more effective techniques of traffic control as well as preventing more accidents. In addition to the goal of keeping emergency responders safe, the TIM program will demonstrate ways to keep traffic from backing up, reducing the incident clearance times and secondary crashes, fewer insurance claims, and add additional cost savings. The program is supported by several professional organizations. The TIM program will be held 1 p.m. August 20th at the Adair Community Center in Adair. Reservations are requested by August the 12th. You can call or text Adair Fire Chief Jordan Smith at 641-745-5254. The Creston Police Department says a resident of the 500 block of South Walnut Street has reported the theft of a flute and band shoes. The incident occurred sometime between 6 p.m. July the 9th and 10 a.m. July the 10th, as the resident was in the process of moving out of the home. The loss was estimated at over $2,000. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education is expected to act this evening on approving the ballot language for the September 13, 2016 special election pertaining to a voter-approved physical plant and equipment levy. The levy calls for a combination of property tax on all the taxable property in the school district commencing July 1, 2017, and physical plant and equipment levy income surtax upon the state individual income tax of each resident of the district on December 31st for each calendar year commencing with the 2017 calendar year. The resolution says the income surtax will not exceed 20% to be determined by the board each year, with a total amount of taxation not to exceed 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value in any one tax year for a period commencing July 1st of next year and not to exceed 10 years. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving a retrofit lighting contract for the Washington and Schuler Elementary buildings using energy-saving LED lights, the total cost of which amounts to $73,401. The new lights are expected to save the district nearly $13,250 annually in energy costs and will be eligible for AMU rebates amounting to slightly more than $11,570. And just before their meeting concludes, the Atlantic School Board will discuss their capital projects and the Atlantic High School cell phone policy. The meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the Atlantic High School Media Center. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.